New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. At a bus stop on Hope Street, an attractive young woman with shiny brown hair waits in line with a few other people. A black stretched limousine drives by, stops, then reverses back slowly. Its rear-tinted window lowers, and a goofy-looking man with a chipped front tooth pokes out his head.
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the medical school? I'm supposed to be doing a lecture in about 20 minutes and my driver's a bit lost.
You go straight ahead and you make the left over the bridge.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Let's not.
She walks off, leaving him deflated. He tries to pull his head back in, bangs it, so has to look sideways to get it back inside. He still peers at her, though, and catches his nose on the rising window. He's the limo's chauffeur. He puts on his black cap and scrambles clumsily back into the driver's seat of the long car. New Line presents, in association with Motion Picture Corporation of America, a Brad Crevoy, Steve Stabler, Charles B. Wessler production. He drives off. Lord yawns as he drives. Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber. Lloyd takes his limo to a rundown neighbourhood and passes a man emerging from a shop in a furry dog costume carrying a paper bag. The man traipses across a car park to his large van. It's covered in brown fur and is styled like a dog. It has the sign saying Mutt Cuts on the side. Harry drives his dog van out of the car park, then reaches into the paper bag. A shock of wiry blonde hair shows from under his furry dog hat.
Who's got the wiener schnitzel?
A poodle.
Beautiful. There you go, doll. There you go, buddy. Yeah. Let's see. Next, we got roast beef au jus. Who's got the roast beef au jus? Now, beautiful. Bon appetit. Oui, oui. Yeah, walk away. Go on. Go on. Last but not least, footlong. Who's got the footlong? Very funny, rascal. Very funny. In your dreams.
Harry, why haven't you dropped those dogs off at the show yet?
Sir, I didn't want to send them to a performance on an empty stomach, sir.
Get them all on it!
Yes, sir. Mutt Cuts, come for it.
The dogs endure the wild ride in the back of the van as Harry races along. They get thrown around as he takes sharp corners at speed. The limo screeches to a halt in front of a pillared mansion.
Suck me sideways.
Lloyd uses the door knocker. A pretty woman answers the door.
Hello, how are you? I'll be out in 1 minute. Hey.
As she closes the door again, he clutches his heart and winces. Hurriedly, he checks his pockets and takes out a breath freshener. He shakes it, then squirts it, completely missing his mouth. As he drives along a residential street, he nervously makes himself comfortable.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together. So where are you headed?
Aspen.
California. Beautiful. Name's Christmas. Lloyd Christmas.
I'm Mary Swanson.
This isn't my real job, you know.
No?
Nope. My friend Harry and I are saving up our money to open our own pet store.
That's nice.
I got worms.
I beg your pardon?
That's what we're gonna call it. I got worms. We're gonna specialize in selling worm farms.
You know, like ant farms. What's the matter? A little tense about the flight?
Something like that.
There's really nothing to worry about, Mary. Statistically, they say you're more likely to get killed on the way to the airport. You know, like in a head-on crash or flying off a cliff or getting trapped under a gas truck. That's the worst. I have this cousin. Well, I have this cousin.
Lloyd, could you keep your eyes on the road, please?
Oh, yeah.
Good thinking.
Can't be too careful. A lot of bad drivers out there.
Harry drives his dog van around a corner wearing headphones, just missing a jogger. He stops abruptly outside Province's Pedigree Pooches annual dog show.
Okay, gang, you know the rules. No humping, no pushing, no sniffing hineys.
Where have you been? My dogs were supposed to be here 40 minutes ago. Now I hardly have any time to thrift them.
You don't worry about a thing, Mrs. Noogie Burger.
Nookaborn!
Born! These pooches are not going to need any primping. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I bathe them and I clip them myself. And I stand by my performance.
She's shocked to find the dogs covered in mustard from their snacks.
You know, at second thought, you might just want to run a comb through them.
The white zone is for the... At the airport, Lloyd hands Mary her luggage.
Thanks. Here you go.
Oh, no, Mary. I couldn't possibly accept that. Not after all we've been through.
Thank you, Lloyd. Good luck with your worms.
Hey.
How about a hug?
He holds his arms out, puzzling her. Hesitantly, she steps towards him, and Lloyd wraps his arms around her.
Oh. I hate goodbyes.
He gives her a squeeze.
Lloyd.
Shh. Just go.
He holds his finger against her lips as she turns away slowly in surprise. Mary walks off wide-eyed, and Lloyd watches her go forlornly. He stares after her and hugs himself as Mary walks away through the automatic doors of the airport.
Be strong.
He climbs back into his limo and tries hard not to cry. He puts the car into gear and drives off. Mary walks through the airport looking preoccupied, unaware that she's being followed by two heavies, a woman and a large, burly man.
She's going to leave the briefcase near the escalator. You make the pickup.
Piece of cake.
Lloyd looks to his right and happens to see Mary walking parallel to him inside the airport.
Goodbye, my love!
She sees him waving, getting squashed by his airbag.
Hi!
She waves and smiles in bemusement, then walks off, leaving her briefcase on the floor. Lloyd notices and desperately tries to get her attention, fighting against the huge airbag.
Mary!
There's our payday. She left it. Let's go.
Excuse me! Coming through!
Lloyd grabs the case.
Move it or lose it, sister!
The burly man and his attractive dark-haired partner share a look. Lloyd checks departure boards.
Meanie. Finey.
He races to a check-in desk.
You can't go in there! It's okay! I'm a limo driver!
Lloyd runs down the aircraft tunnel, but falls out into midair at the other end. The airport worker winces. Lloyd lies spread-eagled on the airport tarmac. Harry parks his dog van outside an apartment block just as a cab stops and Lloyd gets out. They walk inside together.
Hi, Lloyd.
Hi, Harry.
How was your day?
Not bad. Fell off the jetway again.
The burly man and his partner pull up in a brown car.
Who the hell you figure this guy's working for anyway?
I don't know. But we sure as hell better find out.
He downs some pills.
The Elsa?
I'll live.
Lloyd and Harry come into their run-down, messy apartment and sit down.
So you get fired again, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They always freak out when you leave the scene of an accident, you know?
Yeah, well, I lost my job, too.
Man, you are one pathetic loser. No offense.
No, none taken.
Lloyd gets beers from the fridge.
You know what really chaps my ass, though? I spent my life savings turning my van into a dog.
Hi, Petey.
The alarm alone cost me $200.
Hey, chicks love it. It's a shaggin' wagon.
What's with the briefcase?
It's a love memento. The most beautiful woman alive. I drove her to the airport. Sparks flew. Emotions ran high. She actually talked to me, man.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tractor beam. Sucked me right in. Anyway. She left this in the terminal and flew to Aspen and out of my life.
What's in it?
Man, I would have to be a lowlife to go rooting around in somebody else's private property.
Is it locked?
Yeah, really well.
Harry looks through the spy hole in the front door at the two heavies.
There's two of them. One of them's got a gun. Did you pay the gas bill?
Harry winces.
Do you realize what you've done? I'm sorry. I say we bail. Okay.
Lloyd grabs the briefcase and they leg it through the window.
Briefcase ain't here.
He must have taken it with him.
Well, he's got to come home sometime.
Maybe we should trash the place, send him a little message.
I don't think he's going to get that message, Joe. I mean, the guy's got worms in his living room.
Well, I got a better idea.
Joe takes Petey from his cage.
I thought I thought put a cat. Oh, I did.
His partner looks disgusted as Joe kills the bird. It's dark when Dog Van returns and parks outside the apartment block.
I can't believe we drove around all day and there's not a single job in this town. There is nothing, nada, zip.
Yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week. Here,
I'm gonna go to the store. Okay, just get the Berry Essentials. This is the last of our dough.
Hey, what do I look like?
Lloyd staggers home wearing a massive cowboy hat, carrying two large boxes of beer, a bat, a ball game, and some sparkly windmills. He stops at a newspaper machine with Rhode Island Slut printed on the side. Grinning, with one arm free, he puts a coin in and struggles to reach inside, holding his wallet at the same time. He takes hold of a copy of Roadie Sluts and pulls it out, but the machine slams shut with his wallet still inside.
Right.
A little old lady on a mobility scooter whizzes by.
Excuse me, little old lady.
She backs up.
Do you have change of a dollar?
Change? No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, well, could you do me a favor and watch my stuff here while I go break a dollar?
Of course.
Thanks. Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose. I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me.
Where's the booze?
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it coming.
Oh.
Harry?
No.
Harry?
No.
Come on, Harry. You're up.
Gets worse, Lloyd. My parakeet Petey?
Huh?
He's dead.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Harry. What happened?
His head fell off.
His head fell off?
Yeah, he was pretty old.
Oh, that's it. I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, just calm down.
What the hell are we doing here, Harry? We gotta get out of this town.
Yeah, and go where? Where are we gonna go?
I'll tell you where. Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I know what you're up to, mister. Yeah, you just want to go to Aspen and find that girl who lost her briefcase, and you need me to drive you there, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right, Lloyd?
So I want to go someplace where we know somebody who can plug us into the social pipeline.
No, Lloyd. No. I say we stay here, we hunt for jobs, and we keep saving our money for the worm store. I don't know about you, but I am getting sick and tired of running from creditors.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life. Sick and tired of being a nobody. But most of all, I'm sick and tired of having nobody.
Okay, Lloyd. Aspen it is.
Harry holds out his arms.
You better not be fooled.
Lloyd goes to him and they hug.
Okay. Just let it out. Have a good cry. Come on. Okay, that's enough.
The next day, Harry drives them both along a motorway in his furry dog van. They grin in good spirits. They pass by a sprawling, tatty commercial district of the city. Then, later, drive past a lake and sunny woodland. In the passenger seat, Lloyd swings his arms, staring ahead, as if he's running along the road they're travelling on.
Lloyd, what are you doing?
It feels like you're running at an incredible rate, Harry.
Quit it. We're not even through Connecticut yet, and already you're annoying me.
Sorry. We're really doing it, though, aren't we, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, where'd you get those?
I bought them when we filled up.
Well, wait, but we're supposed to talk about all expenditures, Lloyd. We are on a very tight budget.
This didn't come out of our travel fund.
Oh.
I was able to raise 25 extra bucks before we left.
Where did you get 25 extra bucks?
I sold some stuff to Billy and 4C.
The blind kid?
Yeah.
What did you sell him, Lloyd? What kind of stuff?
I don't know. A few baseball cards, a sack of marbles.
Petey. Petey? You sold my dead bird to a blind kid?
Lloyd, Petey didn't even have a head.
Harry, I took care of it.
Petey's head has been taped on.
Pretty bird. Yeah, can you say pretty bird? Pretty bird. Yes, pretty bird. Pretty bird. Polly, want a cracker?
An apology note to the gas man.
Those red bastards. They're rubbing right in our faces.
Man, Andre, have a goddamn hemorrhage. We don't get that briefcase back.
They must have been following us for weeks.
What do you say?
Gas man. How the hell do they know that I got gas?
They gotta be pros.
Don't worry. We're gonna get that money back. And I'll tell you something else. They ain't never getting to Aspen. I'm gonna see to that.
In a diner at a petrol station.
They got the Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
They were a major influence on the Beatles.
Yeah, I know.
Their meals arrive.
Excuse me, Flo?
The waitress looks baffled.
Flo liked the TV show. What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I'll have that.
Anything else before I leave the area?
No. Yeah, yes. Yes, my soda's flat. It doesn't have any bubbles.
She takes Harry's cola and blows through the straw.
Happy now?
Feels good to mingle with these laid-back country folk, don't it, Harry?
I like it a lot.
Uh-oh. What? What's the matter?
You spilled the salt. That's what's the matter. Spilling the salt is very bad luck. We're driving across the country. The last thing we need is bad luck. Quick, toss some salt over your right shoulder.
Harry throws the whole salt shaker.
What the hell?
Uh-oh. Too little, too late, Harry.
Who's the dead man that hit me with the salt shaker?
Lloyd points at Harry and tries to pretend to be looking out of the window. The tall, bearded trucker glares down at Harry.
It was a terrible mistake, sir. Please, believe me, I would never do anything to offend a man of your size.
Kick his ass, Seabass!
Go ahead,
Seabass.
You gonna eat that?
What, that? No, yes. No, well, no, I'd crossed my mind. Yeah.
Seabass lifts Harry's burger bat, leans over it, and spits thick brown phlegm onto the meat, then replaces the bat.
Still want it?
Nah, you go ahead.
Seabass takes the meal. Later, Lloyd is finishing his.
You really wimped out, man.
What are you talking about, wimped out? What, did you, the guy hawked at my burger.
Wait a second. What,
I think I just, yeah, I just had an idea.
Lloyd gets up.
Follow me.
Harry follows Lloyd over to Seabass and three of his rough-looking friends.
Excuse me, guys.
What the hell do you want?
I just want to apologize for that unpleasant scene a little earlier. My friend Harry and I would like to buy you guys a round of beers just to bury the hatchet.
Make it four Boilermakers.
Whatever you want, sir. I'll have the waitress bring it over immediately. Wait, what are you doing? We can't afford to buy them drinks.
To another waitress.
Excuse me. Seabass and the fellows offered to pick up our check. They said just put it on their tab. They're very nice.
Seabass said that.
Well, if that guy at the table over there is Seabass.
Seabass points to his table.
All right, that's what he wants.
Put these on there too.
Okay. You got it.
They speed away.
Kill those sons of bitches!
was genius, Lloyd. Sheer genius. I mean, where did you come up with a scam like that?
Saw it in a movie once.
It was incredible. So what happened? So the guy tricks some sucker into picking up his tab and gets away with it scot-free?
No. In the movie, they catch up to him half mile down the road and slit his throat.
It was a good one.
Wow. Gary?
What?
I know this isn't the best time, but when you get a chance to pull over,
yeah. You're crazy. I'm not pulling over now.
But I gotta go. What am I supposed to do?
Well, what? Whiz in one of the empty beer bottles in the back. They're on the floor. Just get one of.
The van swerves around as Lloyd squirms.
Watch the seat.
Okay.
Watch the seat.
All right.
Uh-oh. What? What's wrong?
The bottle's almost full. I'm still going.
So stop going.
I can't stop going once I started. It stings. Quick, get me another bottle. Come on. Hurry. Come on. Okay. Hold that.
They race past a concealed motorcycle cop who clocks their speed with a radar gun.
Hold that one. Hurry, we're pitching it.
What are you, a camel?
Pull over!
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Yeah! Killer boots, man! Pull your vehicle to the side of the road!
A short time later, the young cop walks up to Harry's open window.
License and registration, please.
Harry shows them and smiles.
You fellas were going a little fast back there, wouldn't you say? You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
No. Oh, no, sir.
No.
Yeah, well, what's that?
The bottles.
That's nothing, sir.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, well, you aware that it's against the law to have an open alcohol container here in the state of Pennsylvania? Come on, give me that booze, you little pumpkin pie haircutted freak. Come on.
Lloyd spills a little on Harry, who then passes the bottle on out to the cop.
Sir, no, wait.
No, sir, don't drink. You'd keep your mouth shut if you knew it was good for you, buddy.
The cop takes a swig and swills before he swallows. He twists his head round stiffly.
Tic-tac, sir?
Get the hell out of here.
An impressive chalet in Aspen.
How could they not have gotten the ransom? It just doesn't make sense. I left the money exactly where they instructed me to.
Oh, it makes perfect sense, Mary. We should have called the authorities the minute we knew that Bobby was kidnapped.
Now, Helen, we've been through this already.
Mr. Andre.
Nicholas.
Carl.
Nick.
Yeah. Any word yet, sir?
No, nothing yet, Nicholas.
I've been giving this a lot of thought. Maybe we should cancel the preservation benefit this weekend. It'd be so easy to reschedule it.
No, I don't think we should do anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah, she's right. It's imperative that we carry on as usual.
Okay.
Especially you, Mary.
What am I supposed to do? Just go about my life like everything is fine?
That's exactly what you should do.
Yes, go skiing, go to parties, act normally, you know.
Yeah, don't you see, honey? We can't let on that anything's wrong. If the press or the authorities get wind of this, the kidnappers may panic.
Hmm. I mean, you never know what they might do to them then.
It's night, and now Lloyd's driving while Harry sleeps. With a smile, Lloyd rests his chin on his hand at the wheel and daydreams.
I saw the city in the rain.
He imagines arriving at a large, beautiful house with the briefcase. He walks up to the front door and knocks. Mary pushes open the double doors. She's wearing a summer dress and hat, and a flurry of white doves flutter behind her. Seeing that Lloyd has brought her briefcase, she smiles with joy and flings her arms around him rapturously. Lloyd spins her around in joy, then subtly lifts her dress, revealing a tiny glimpse of her bare bum. At a party...
So he said, "Do you love me?" And she says, "No, but that's a real nice ski mask."
He touches a friend's jumper, then whips his nose as the man looks down.
Hey, man, what's that?
The man finds it as hilarious as everyone else. Lloyd sits down next to Mary. He lies back with his legs in the air and holds a lighter to his backside. He throws a dish of snacks in his face and eats some of them. Lloyd now pictures himself in a fine restaurant with Mary. A waiter places a napkin on her lap, then kneels and starts kissing her arm. Lloyd throws down his napkin, gets to his feet and strikes a martial arts pose. The waiter gets up and throws a punch, but Lloyd catches it and punches him to the floor. He kicks another attacking waiter in the face and a third several times in the groin. Lloyd then crouches and treats the man's groin like a punch bag. Then he bites him down there. Lloyd grabs the waiter and throws him over his shoulder, sending him flying through a lattice screen into the garden. The kitchen doors open in swirls of steam, revealing a manic chef who goes through several martial arts moves. Lloyd counters with a bizarre and elaborate series of his own moves. He cartwheels, then forward rolls towards the chef, making flapping fish gills and waggling his tongue before getting punched hard in the face. The chef steadily forces Lloyd back between the tables of watching diners and Mary, kicking him over and over again. Lloyd falls to the floor, but rises straight back up again, wipes blood from his lip, and acknowledges the chef's skill. Frightened, the chef frowns wide-eyed, then screams as Lloyd plunges his fist right into the man's chest and pulls out his still-beating heart. Lloyd drops it into a paper doggy bag and hands it back to the chef, who keels over backwards. Mary smiles lovingly. By a roaring fire, Lloyd snogs Mary voraciously, their mouths open wide and locked together, her arms flail in ecstatic helplessness, then cling to him tightly until they part. They gaze at each other, dazed. Lloyd takes off his jacket, wearing a red polo neck underneath, and Mary peels off the straps of her dress slowly, staring at him. Lloyd's gaze travels down her body. He frowns at two dazzling, flashing headlights that cover her breasts. He snaps out of his daydream as an oncoming truck careers past, waking Harry.
You want me to drive?
No, I'm cool.
A sign outside the honeymoon motel reads, "The second time is the best." It advertises hour rates, hot tubs in the rooms, and XXX flicks. Clothes lie strewn over a double bed with a heart-shaped headboard and over the floor. Lloyd and Harry are both in a heart-shaped hot tub. Harry's reading a magazine while Lloyd grins, listening to next door through a drinks glass on the wall.
Yeah! Get her! This is the life. Cold beer, a hot tub, and paper-thin walls. There's only one thing that could make this moment any better.
What's that?
If you had a nice set of knockers.
That's two things, Lloyd.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you're not stacked, Harry, or I'd be banging you right now. I'd show you what a real man can do.
split you like an old piece of firewood. You'd probably like it, too, you big homo.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up, woman.
Lloyd pulls her face and holds the glass against the wall again.
I don't know, Lloyd. You know, this place doesn't really do it for me. It brings back a lot of memories.
Pourquoi?
It was a few years ago.
What happened, Harry? Some little filly break your heart?
No, it was a girl. Breda Felcher.
We stay in a place just like this. Wasn't as classy, but, you know, nice.
Felcher? From Cranston? Yeah, you know her?
Oh, yeah!
I mean, I remember you talking about her. We had the most incredibly romantic time. I thought we were going to be together forever, and then about a week later, right out of the blue, she sends me a John Deere letter.
She give you any reason?
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention. But the thing that hurt the most is I think she was seeing another guy. Never did find out who.
As Harry swigs on a beer, Lloyd looks nervous. Harry looks at him and shakes his head, dismissing the incident. Lloyd sinks down further into his half of the tub. Joe is in a phone box outside, while another man waits impatiently for him to finish.
Mr. Andre, guess who we just happened upon?
Hang on. I had plans, things I wanted to do. This is where it all ends, at a phone booth.
Yeah, the boys are holed up in a little love nest for the night. I think they're a little bit strange.
Why? What the hell are these guys up to? I mean, is it possible that they could be feds?
Highly unlikely, from what I see.
Sir, did you ever hear of the concept of other people? Me being that for the phone, sir? Oh, you turned your back on me. Oh, he got me mad. I almost like it.
You and Shay were supposed to grab that bag so we could end this shit.
Here's your drink, baby.
What I would...
damn, I could do to you, because you were stressful, and I didn't want to...
Mr. Andre waits as Joe turns to the man outside the phone box.
Get off the phone. Get off the phone.
Joe punches the man out cold through the glass.
I'm sorry, Miss Andre. You were saying?
Look, man, all these jokers have got a lot of money and it belongs to me. Now, I don't know who they are and what they're doing with it.
Hey, hey, hey. I told you already I'm on it, all right?
The next day, on the road...
According to the map, we've only gone about 4 inches. You know, I don't think we have enough gas money.
Relax. We have more than enough.
I think you're wrong, Lloyd.
How much you want to bet?
I don't bet.
What do you mean you don't bet?
I mean, I don't bet. You know, I don't care. I never have, and I never will.
Yeah, right. I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
No.
5-1.
No.
10-1.
You're on.
They shake.
I'm gonna get you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how, but I'm gonna get you. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Joe. Let me do them. Let me do both of them. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Just shut up. Now, we don't even know who the hell they are. You don't kill people you don't know. That's a rule. I want you to get up here, lie down on the front seat. When they pick me up, you follow us. You got that?
Keep your shirt on. I gotta squeeze a lemon.
Shay squats and pulls down her trousers.
Hey, 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 here they come. Stay down, stay down.
Joe puts on a pleasant smile and waves from beside his car that has its bonnet propped up. Harry parks the dog van in front of him.
Say, are you guys going to Davenport? My car died and I'm late for a luncheon.
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers. But I'm gonna go with my instinct on this one. Saddle up, partner.
Joe's in the middle.
You're it. You're it.
You're at Quincy's.
Any Quincy's. You're at Quincy's. No, any Quincy's, no Starcy's.
You can't do that.
Can't do.
Cannot. Stamped it.
Can't do. Double stamped it. No erases.
Cannot. Triple stamped it. No erases. Just blue make it true.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd. You can't triple stamp a double stamp. Lloyd. You
guys. Enough. Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys!
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah,
Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy,
she's gonna buy
mockingbird.
Me a Mockingbird.
And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
Gary reaches for his gun.
Hey, Lloyd, look, there's some people who want to ride too.
Pick them up.
They stop for a group of five rural-looking folk.
Mock,
Joe swallows
sing,
more pills.
Sing, bird, sing.
A restaurant called Dante's Inferno.
You want an atomic pepper, Mr. Manolino?
Nah, you guys go ahead.
Huh? I'll do it if you will, Lloyd.
Okay. You go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
I always go first.
Oh, yeah.
You guys both stop acting like a couple of pussies and go at the same time, huh?
That sounds like a dare, Harry.
It's a double dare.
Yeah, okay. You're on.
Harry and Lloyd both take peppers from a jar and start munching on them.
It's not so bad.
Uh-huh. It's more tingly than hot.
Yeah.
Everyone in the restaurant turns to look at them. Harry frantically squirts ketchup and mustard onto his tongue.
If you fellas excuse me, I gotta use the phone. Enjoy your meal, guys.
This helps.
As Joe walks off, smiling, Harry passes the squeezy bottles to Lloyd, who squirts a fountain of mustard and ketchup onto his tongue.
Yeah, it's mental. I'm just sitting down to a nice meal with our boys.
Well, how nice for you. Don't forget that your bread plate is on the left.
Look, I can't have these guys running around Aspen.
Don't worry. They ain't gonna be running around nowhere after I dump a little rat poison in their Shirley Temple.
Harry and Lloyd are lacing Joe's burger with peppers.
Here it comes. Feeling better, girls?
Yes, much better. Thank you for asking.
Joe sits down between them, picks up his burger, and almost takes a bite.
So why are you going to Aspen? Vacation?
Why don't you eat up and we'll tell you.
Just doesn't seem like you packed much. All I saw was one bag and that briefcase.
No, the briefcase isn't even ours. Some lady left it at the airport. We're just bringing it back to her. How's your burger?
You mean you don't even know her? Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you
dope. He takes a large bite from his burger and chews. His smile vanishes as he swallows. Joe sweats profusely as his face fills with horror, then agonizing pain. He falls flat on his back.
Are you okay, man? It was just a goof.
Ow, my ulcer. Quick, quick, my pills.
Maybe somebody should call an ambulance.
You get the
pills.
Don't worry, I know CPR.
I'll get the pills.
Out with the bad.
Lloyd tries pumping Joe's legs, but gets kicked into the window blind. Entangled in them, he whacks Joe's chest with his fists. He spits out his burger and tries to give Joe mouth to mouth.
This is a lot easier if you just lay back.
He's resisting me.
Joe sees the pills have come from his rat poison tub. Lloyd listens to Joe's chest, then looks concerned.
Check, please.
I can't believe it. Life's a fragile thing here. One minute you're chewing on a burger, the next minute you're dead meat.
But he blamed me. You heard him. Those were his last words.
Not if you count the gurgling sound.
Joe's body is covered up.
You mean he was poisoned?
No doubt about it. We found these next to the body.
Sir, waitress says he came in with a couple of younger guys. Now, they're the ones who called the ambulance, and then they hit the road.
Any idea where they were going?
We just received a report that they were seen headed west on I-80 towards Colorado.
Did you get a make on the vehicle?
Yes, sir. They're driving an 84 sheepdog.
The dog van overtakes a large green tractor on a sunny country road. Later, the setting sun shines in through the windscreen. That night, they pass a road sign for Omaha and Denver. Driving, Harry wipes the drool from Lloyd's mouth while he snores, sleeping with his head on Harry's shoulder. Harry keeps slapping himself to stay awake. A road sign tells them they're 25 miles from the Colorado state line. At a petrol station, Harry lifts a large furry hind leg on the side of the dog van to access the filler cap. He cocks the dog leg to top up the tank as Lloyd emerges from the shop with the toilet's key on a stick. Take me. Filling the van, Harry watches an attractive young woman waiting by a car with skis on its roof.
Skis, huh?
That's right.
Great. They're yours?
Uh-huh.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Cool.
Excuse me, but you're spraying everywhere.
Oh.
In the petrol station toilet, Lloyd's rotating his hips, standing in a cubicle. Written on a wall, he reads, "For manly love, be here March 25th at 2:15 a.m. sharp." Grinning, he checks his watch. It's March 25th at exactly 2:15 a.m. Hearing footsteps and looking shocked, he zips up his fly, locks the cubicle door, and crawls up onto the toilet. The toes of a pair of large brown shoes appear in the gap under the door, and the door itself shakes as the person tries to open it. The door bursts open. It's Seabass.
Ah! Oh, man, you gotta be shitting me. If it ain't my old friend. Right on time.
Lloyd holds up the stick the key's attached to, but Seabass swipes it aside.
That's a lot of luggage for a little vacation.
I'm moving to Aspen. I've got to get away from my boyfriend. He's such a klutz. Plus, my astrologer told me that I really should stay away from accident-prone guys, so...
Well, you know, I...
Harry breaks off her wing mirror.
It's a little loose. Might want to...
No,
allow me. I've got a thing. Here, got him right here. Right here.
He strikes a match to light her cigarette, then throws it away.
Thank you.
Sure. You know, I'm heading up to Aspen myself. Maybe we could, you know, meet up, have some hot chocolate or something.
Sure, why not? You see marbles? I'm going to give you my number. Let me find him.
Great.
Let's see. Now I have one in here somewhere.
Look, why don't you just tell it to me? I got a really good memory.
Well, the number's 555-905. Wait a minute, that's my old number. That is so weird how your mind just goes blank.
For God's sake, just give me the damn number!
Okay, look, you gonna get pushy? Forget about it.
Harry set his leg on fire in the toilet cubicle.
Find a happy place! Find a happy place! Find a happy place!
I'll show you a happy place. Here's your happy place.
Seabass grabs his tackle and his leopard skin briefs. Harry barges in, trying to stamp out his flaming leg. He smashes down the door to Lloyd's cubicle, knocking Seabass out, and plunges his foot into the toilet, putting out the flames. He then notices Lloyd huddling in the corner, sucking his thumb. Harry looks round the door and sees Seabass unconscious. Lloyd turns and looks up at Harry, still terrified. Police lights flash over a road sign reading, "Welcome to Colorado, home of the Rocky Mountains." Traffic is backed up on the motorway and a helicopter lands. The detective from Dante's Inferno gets out and runs over to two of his colleagues.
All right, any sign of him yet?
No, sir, but we're expecting him shortly.
A motorist saw a pooch about 30 miles back, headed this way.
In the dog van...
Look, I told you what happened, okay? So just drop it.
Yeah, okay, sure thing. Just... Promise not to mention another word about being in a bathroom with a 6'4" trucker with pants down.
A sign reads, Colorado State Line, 3 miles.
Hey, look, we're almost in Colorado. What do you say we change seats? I've been driving for 9 straight hours. I don't have the energy to start a new state.
Why should I do you any favors?
I'll let you kiss me.
I swear, I'm gonna take your... I swear to God, I'm gonna take...
Oh, don't mind. Oh!
Touch me.
Lloyd holds his shoulder where Harry touched him.
I'm done. Okay, enough.
Later, Lloyd's bought supplies from a shop and passes two men with large drinks outside.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
He gets into the driver's side.
Hey, Harry, I got some beef jerky.
He puts his things down.
Some people just weren't cut out for life on the road.
He backs the dog van up and later pinches Harry's nostrils closed in an attempt to stop him from snoring just as he's approaching a turning in the road. While he's distracted with Harry, he takes the turning to Lincoln on the right instead of the one to Aspen on the left. The next day, Lloyd's still driving and finishes a drink while Harry sleeps on. He throws a cup at Harry, waking him up.
Hey! I was wondering when you were gonna get up.
Well, how long have I been out?
I'd say a good 5 hours.
They're surrounded by flat fields.
Huh. I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of shit, man.
Sometime later, they've parked.
I'm only human, Harry! Anybody can make a mistake. Come on! Stop being a baby! So we backtracked a tad!
A tad! A tad, Lloyd! You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction! Now we don't have enough money to get to Aspen. We don't have enough money to get home. We don't have enough money to eat. We don't have enough money to sleep.
Well, it's not going to do us any good to sit here whining about it. We're in a hole. We're just going to have to dig ourselves out.
Okay, all right, you're right. You're absolutely right, Lloyd.
Where are you going?
Home. I'm walking home.
Oh, well, Pardon me, Mr. Perfect! I guess I forgot that you never ever make a mistake!
Harry trudges away slowly on his own under a wide blue sky. He sticks his thumb out by his side as he traipses along a totally deserted country road. Fields stretch out on either side in the middle of nowhere. Something's approaching behind him. Lloyd arrives on a tiny, wobbly scooter.
Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen.
Where did you find that?
Some kid back in town. Traded the van for it, straight up. I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog.
You know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
Still want to go to Aspen?
Oh, yeah! Okay, let's go, buddy!
Harry climbs on.
Lloyd, no, west! Go west, Lloyd!
They speed along a straight road on the scooter, Harry holding on behind Lloyd and clutching the briefcase.
Hey, Monday morning, it's only for the brave.
They drive along with fields all around them. As a truck overtakes them, they signal for the driver to sound his horn. Lloyd shakes a little at the blast as the driver does so. Lloyd lets go of the handlebars for a moment, spreading his arms wide. Tall, snow-capped mountains loom ahead of them. Then later, they ride through a snowy landscape.
I gotta stop or go to the bathroom.
Just go, man. Oh. That's really warm.
A car overtakes. And the pair ride slowly up a winding mountain road with a line of vehicles following on behind them. Now alone again, they motor quickly round a bend and past a sign that reads, "Welcome to Aspen." They ride along a main street. Lloyd and Harry pass over a crossing just ahead of a decorative horse and cart, then stop at the side of the road. Wearing socks on his hands and shivering, Lloyd pulls his goggles off his eyes. They both have lines of frozen snot trailing from their nostrils.
We're there!
Lloyd climbs off his scooter, taking Harry with him, frozen to his back.
Got a little dippy going through the pass out here.
They fall over.
Isn't this incredible? What more could two single guys ask for?
How about some food?
I swallowed a big June bug when we were driving. I'm not really hungry.
Yeah, well, I'm starving. Oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah.
He must work out.
Hey! Why don't we get busy and deliver the briefcase to Mary? If I know her as well as I think I do, she'll invite us right in for tea and strumpets.
Good plan. Where's she live?
I don't know.
What's her last name? I'll look it up.
You know, I don't really recall. It starts with an S. So swim, swami, slippy, slappy, slimmin, salmon, simmon, Swanson?
Maybe it's on the briefcase. Look on the...
Oh, yeah! It's right here. Samsonite. I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
I'm not seeing it here, Lloyd.
She must be unlisted.
Harry looks annoyed.
Great. So what are we supposed to do now?
At night, they're standing by an open fire.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. They're numb.
Ooh. Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
I'm going to kill you.
What?
I'm going to kill you! I'm going to kill you, Lloyd!
Calm down!
Right now, I'm going to kill you!
Harry, you got that crazy look in your eye!
Lloyd brandishes a small log.
I know what I'm going to do.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do something I should have done a long time ago.
Ah! Don't do anything foolish, Harry!
What? Foolish? This isn't foolish. I'm going to toss this damn curse right into that damn pond. You're going to do it!
No! Harry!
Harry wrestles him onto a picnic table.
Harry! Your hands are freezing!
He's gripping them around Lloyd's throat. They see the open case on the ground, surrounded by banknotes.
Okay, here's the plan. We borrow a few bucks, just a small loan, from the briefcase, and we find ourselves some reasonable lodgings.
Good plan. And we'll keep track of all the money we spend with IOUs.
We'll be meticulous, right down to the last penny. Whatever we borrow, we pay back.
Absolutely. We're good for it.
But where's our bond?
This is the Hotel Danbury Presidential Suite, gentlemen. Normally reserved for royalty, visiting dignitaries, illustrious stars of stage and screen. We have shortly coming the Emperor and Empress of Japan. And of course, Princess Charles and I, when they were together, used to frequent the hotel constantly.
We'll take it!
The butler's aghast when he sees a red Italian sports car park up outside the hotel. The driver and passenger doors open upwards, revealing their cream leather lining. Lloyd climbs out in an expensive-looking ski suit, while shopping bags and boxes spill onto the floor from Harry's lap. As bellboys pick them up, Lloyd tips the butler.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Harry takes the wad of notes Lloyd offers him. In their hotel room...
Rain brought them to him.
Another was Sarah Carver.
Although at the time he wasn't sure he wanted to accept the gift.
Nick, do you think he'll let us stay? No, this place is ugly.
Harry and Lloyd dry their eyes and noses with money.
Promise never to drift away.
And no one's ever going to break us apart.
Episode, that's pretty special.
Boy,
this is living, huh?
Yeah.
What's that next?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Lloyd, you okay?
Harry, it's Mary.
Who?
Mary with the briefcase? Mary Swanson. Swanson. Wool. Host? Annual?
Host? Annual.
Annual meeting of...
It's a big one. International Preservation Society tomorrow night.
Well, come on, Cinderella, we gotta get you ready for the ball!
Lloyd enters the suite in a black morning suit, but looks unhappy. Harry shakes his head. Pretty woman, walking next, down the barber's cutting at Lloyd's dark hair with a metal bowl on top, as the hairdresser backcombs Harry's messy blonde hair. Full head hairdryers are lifted from their heads, showing off their new smart haircuts. Their faces fall, and they mess their hair up again. Lloyd has his feet on the lap of the beautician who's attempting to file his enormous yellow toenails. Later, a barber cuts at Lloyd's neck with a razor, then Lloyd suddenly clutches his own throat. As blood gushes from Lloyd's neck, the barber faints. Lloyd reveals a blood capsule to Harry and a blonde who's massaging him. Harry whispers to her. Then their roles are reversed. Harry's in her clothes and massaging the topless masseuse, who's lying face down. Lloyd enters in a white dinner suit and black bow tie and cummerbund. But again, Harry shakes his head. Clumps of brown hair are falling to the floor between the feet of Harry and Lloyd, who are sitting next to each other. The hairdresser and barber are sniffing at the men's nostrils. The beautician holds a circular sander to Lloyd's toenails. Later, Lloyd dances into the suite in a bright orange suit with a frilled shirt.
Yeah!
Lloyd tap dances on the spot gleefully. Outside a smart house.
Thanks, Barn. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Harry's in an identical suit to Lloyd, but in blue, and both have top hats and canes to match. Harry and Lloyd enter the foyer, clashing canes as if sword fighting. Harry strikes Lloyd in the back of the legs.
Time out!
Okay. Excuse me, gentlemen. This is a $500 plate dinner. Good night.
Oh, $500. Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Here, put us down for four.
In case we want seconds.
Lloyd inadvertently squirts a breath spray into Mr. Andre's eyes.
Jesus Christ. It's them.
Him who?
Mental.
Can't you just feel it, Harry? It's our big gentleman. All we gotta do is show a little class, a little sophistication, and we're in like a dirty shirt.
Yeah, that's no problem, Lloyd. We can be classy and sophisticated. Look at the fun bags on that horse hound.
I'd like to eat her liver with some farva beans and a nice bottle of Chianti.
They suck their teeth.
Come on, let's go get a couple of bowls of loudmouth soup.
Yeah.
Hey, bartender. Two martinis, please.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? The Aspen Preservation Society is the world's foremost defender of 23 endangered species. And it is with tremendous honor that we're able to bring Mr. Swanson forward to introduce us to the 24th, everybody. Carl?
Thank you.
At the lectern.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Icelandic snow owl.
Two men in dinner suits remove a curtain from a cage.
These magnificent specimens constitute 1/7 of the snow owl population left on the planet. And God willing, with your help and that of the societies, these wonderful creatures will flourish once more. Thank you again, and enjoy your evening.
Can I see pistachios, please?
Another one of those.
Lloyd, what are you doing? Would you calm down? I've never seen you so nervous.
Keep an eye on him, Shay. Keep a close eye.
I'm ready for a commitment, Harry. First time I set eyes on Mary Swanson, I just got that old-fashioned romantic feeling where I'd do anything to bone her.
That's a special feeling, Lloyd.
Yeah. Oh, my. There she is. Wow, you weren't kidding, Lloyd. She's an angel. What are you waiting for? Get over there and talk to her.
Lloyd steps forward, then removes his top hat.
She's gonna think I'm some kind of a psycho when she finds out how far I came just to see her. You know what you have? Her briefcase. She's gonna be thrilled to see you. Wait, I have an idea. Why don't you go over and introduce yourself? That way, you can build me up so I won't have to brag about myself later. Tell her I'm rich, and I'm good-looking, and I have a rapist wit.
No, I don't think I can.
Come on,
I'm not,
please.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's... Aaron, please.
Okay, stop. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna hang by the bar. Put out the vibe.
Okay.
Lloyd splays his arms out against the bar behind him, trying to act casual. Harry to Mary.
Nice set of hooters you got there.
I beg your pardon?
The owls. They're beautiful.
Oh. Yeah. Are you a bird lover?
Me? Oh, no. Well, I used to have a parakeet. But now my main area of expertise is canines. Dogs. To the layperson.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I love dogs, too.
Oh.
So how are you involved with them?
Oh, I've trained them. Mm-hmm. You know, bathed them, clipped them. I've even bred them.
Oh, really? Any unusual breeding?
No, mostly just doggy style. One time, we successfully mated a bulldog with a shih tzu.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, we called it a bullshit.
Mary laughs, looking around uncomfortably as Harry tries to control his laughter.
Anyway, the real reason I came over here was I gotta introduce you to a buddy of mine.
Oh, Mary, I don't believe I've met your friend.
Oh, well, actually, we haven't been properly introduced. My name is Mary Swanson.
Hi, Harry
Hi.
Dunn.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. This is my stepmother, Helen.
Hi, Harry Dunn. Pleasure to meet you both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw you come in. I was hoping I'd get a chance to meet you.
Oh, you were? Really?
Yes. That tuxedo is fabulous. Oh. Really, I love a man with a sense of humor. Really. And so does Mary. It's terrible.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Anyway, about my friend.
What are you doing tomorrow? I believe that Mary is looking for someone to hit the slopes with.
She, what? Huh?
Helen, you're embarrassing me.
Well, you are. I mean, after all, the snow's gonna be gone in a couple of weeks, and, well, this may be your last chance, poor thing. She never gets a chance to get out. Well, what do you say, Mr. Dunn? Are you available?
Well, I don't know. See, my friend...
Oh, forget about your friend for one day. I think you kids will have a wonderful time. What do you say?
I don't know. the thing, part of... Sure, what time?
Lloyd's dancing nervously on the spot.
How come you didn't bring her over?
Relax, you're golden. I got you a date with her tomorrow.
What? I love you, man.
Okay. You're kissing me.
This calls for a little of the bubbly. You're going to be my best man here.
Oh, good.
I promise.
Thank you.
You have just earned yourself a seat at the head table, pal. We already got the tuxes.
Lloyd's caught head for one of the owls. It's dead at the bottom of the cage.
Boy, this party really died.
Mr. Andre and Shay are at the chalet.
Hey, maybe it was a coincidence.
It was a message, Shay. Pure and simple. I mean, we killed their bird. Now they killed one of ours.
How could anybody whack a bird with the cork?
These guys aren't just anybody. They're good.
At his suite, Lloyd's looking in the bathroom mirror.
Merry Christmas. This is Merry Christmas.
Kind of catchy, huh, Harry?
Yeah, that sounds nice, Lloyd. But, you know, don't you think you might be jumping the gun a little bit? I mean, you know, who knows? You know, maybe once you get to know her, you'll find out that she's not your type.
Lloyd turns.
Hey! Don't you ever say that again! She is the love of my life! The blood in my veins! We belong together! Till the mountains fall into the sea, till the heavens collide, or until I get sick of her and need to move on. You hear me? Okay. Lloyd, just calm down. Okay. Now, let me get this straight. Lobby bar in the lobby.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She'll meet you there at 10 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
Where are you going in that getup?
Oh, I just thought when you'd be off making your love connection, I'd be out trying my luck on the slopes.
You mean you're gonna go out in public dressing tights?
Oh no, these aren't tights, Lloyd. These are fashionable Euro trash ski trousers.
Pretty revealing. Really?
Yeah, but it's just a tiny lump. No one will notice.
You're right, I can't go out dressed like this.
Skiers traveling along on ski lifts. Mary's sitting in a cafe on her own when Harry enters in his coral pink ski suit, skis and red boxers.
Hey! Coming!
He knocks over a ski stand.
Nice going, buddy!
Wearing a cowboy-style hat, thick wool-trimmed coat and tasseled suede gloves, Lloyd walks into the lobby of the hotel. Then slowly sweeps his tongue along his teeth.
Ma'am.
Beautiful outfit, sir.
Oh, there you go.
The butler walks away with a tip. Then Lloyd enters the Avalanche Bar and Grill, but only the barman's in there.
Hey, how you doing? You're a little early. We don't open for about 45 minutes.
I'm meeting someone here. Mind if I wait at the bar?
No, come on in.
On a ski lift.
It's a beautiful day, huh, Harry?
Yes, I've had a wonderful time so far, thank you.
God, it feels so good to get up here. I haven't been outside that much in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
There's been some family problems, but I don't want to bore you with those.
Thanks.
Oh, look, Frost.
He licks the sidebar.
Harry?
His tongue stuck.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I do this all the time.
Two children wait for a ski lift. Then Harry swoops around a corner with him still attached to it by his tongue. Dribble leaks from his mouth as he tries to talk.
Hi there! Say, kids, you wouldn't happen to have a cup of warm water, would you?
Lloyd's in the Avalanche Bar checking his watch.
Excuse me. Is it 10 a.m. yet?
It's 1.
That's what I have, too. Thought maybe it was fast.
She's running late, huh?
Just a couple of hours. You know girls, and they're excited about something. Everything has to be perfect.
The barman opens the bottle.
This one's on me.
Yippee. Chablis, please. Hello.
The woman from the petrol station.
Bad day, huh? Me too. Of course, everything's been bad since I broke up with my boyfriend.
On skis, Mary turns and comes to a stop. She looks around at people sitting nearby. Harry's there, in the disconnected seat with his tongue still stuck to the sidebar.
My God! You poor guy, does it hurt?
I'm fine. I saved the seat for you.
Oh, no. Listen, this is silly. Let me help you.
No.
Yes, it'll only hurt for a moment, like a Band-Aid. Come on, ready?
No.
Come on, go.
With her hands over his ears, Mary yanks Harry's head backwards and his blue-pink tongue stretches before finally releasing. Now they're building a snowman against the backdrop of a white mountain. Mary hands Harry a long carrot and two lumps of coal. She turns to pick up a hat, then looks back to find he's stuck the carrot in the snowman, creating a male member with the lumps of coal beneath. She slaps the hat on top, then tugs out the carrot and coal and places them as eyes and a nose on the snowman's face. Now they're walking along in the snow together. She shoves him playfully, then throws a snowball at him. Harry concentrates, then throws a snowball hard at her face. She gets to her feet, spitting out snow. Then, shaking the flakes from her hair, she throws another at him. He then rugby tackles her to the ground, and they roll down a slope. Harry gets up and pushes her face into the snow and grinds lumps of snow into her hair. Mary struggles to her feet as Harry pulls a karate move with his hand extended. She laughs at him in disbelief. Then Harry shrugs with a broad smile.
Oh, no.
Lloyd is passed out at the bar.
I said to myself, run, Beth. Run for your life before this man kills you both. Then do you know what the klutz did?
No, and I don't care.
I'm going to tell you, he came home one night dead drunk and decided he wanted to fix the sink. Couldn't believe him. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about you. How come you're here?
Bartender. Yeah. You wouldn't happen to know Mary Swanson, would you? Mary Swanson? Yeah. She comes in here all the time. What's that supposed to mean? She has dinner. Oh. I'm sorry.
Lloyd lets go of the man's shirt.
Do you know where she lives?
Yeah, her family has the big place up on Alpine Drive.
Alpine Drive? Big place?
At the door, Lloyd sees a framed paper with the headline, Man Walks on the Moon.
No way! That's great!
We landed on the moon!
Harry pulls up at Mary's place in his sports car.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Well, it was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45?
Stop it.
Okay, 7:45.
She kisses his cheek.
Bye.
Then lifts the door open and slams it back down into the car. With a smile, Harry puts the car into gear, then reverses away. Lloyd emerges from behind a tree overlooking the driveway. His brown eyes filling with tears, Lloyd removes his feather-trimmed Stetson. He sighs heavily, then starts to gag. Back at the hotel.
Doesn't make any sense, Lloyd. She told me 10 o'clock sharp. Are you sure you went to the right bar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Lobby bar, right in the lobby. Well, maybe she just had a change of heart.
Oh, that pisses me off. That pisses me right off. I hate when women do that, you know? She wanted to see you again. She told me that. And now, no? Now, wait a minute. Wait. She must have meant 10 o'clock at night.
Do you think?
Why would she have you meet her in a bar at 10 in the morning?
I just figured she was a raging alcoholic.
They both wiggle their legs as they cackle.
Oh, that's and all this time, I've been going through such pain and personal anguish. Such hell for nothing.
Oh, God, that's funny. Oh, that's good stuff. Well, listen, looks like you got your night planned, so I'm just going to head out and catch a flick.
Okay.
10 in the morning.
Shaking his head, Lloyd feigns mirth as Harry leaves the room in a bathrobe. Gritting his teeth, Lloyd heads over to a bar in the corner of the room and picks up a silver coffee pot.
Hey, Harry, old buddy, old pal.
Yeah?
Will you join me in a good luck toast before you head out?
Oh, sure thing. Whatever you think will help your chances.
Yes, sir.
know why I like you, Harry? Because you're a regular guy. Yep. That's why I want you to stay regular. 1/2 teaspoon for fast, effective relief.
He twirls the cap off a bottle labelled Turbo Lax and pours some of the clear orange liquid into a mug. Then watches with increasing delight as he tips some more in. Mm. Presently, he hands Harry a mug.
To my friend Harry, the matchmaker.
Get out of here. I've...
They both drink. And Lloyd pushes the bottom of Harry's mug up to encourage him to drink it all. Harry's back in his sports car, driving in the fading daylight. But his smile fades as his stomach churns.
Hi, the door's open. Come on upstairs.
Harry lets himself in. On a landing...
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, make yourself at home, okay? I'm almost ready. 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
As Mary walks away, Harry takes off his casual woolen jacket. He looks around, then stops still. With a look of increasing panic, he tries 2 locked doors on the landing, then opens a 3rd and steps inside. Grabbing the seat of his jeans, he hurries over to a toilet, undoes his belt and pulls down his trousers and pants, before slamming his backside down. He quivers with a dazed look and his feet raised off the floor. He slams them down onto the rug and stamps them 1 by 1, then runs his hand over his face with relief. He looks around the room, then chuckles to himself, before wincing at the aroma he's produced. He leans across and raises the sash window. He waves his arms towards the window to waft out the scent, then grabs a hand towel from a heater to assist him.
Harry, are you in there?
Be right out!
I hope you're not using the toilet, it's broken.
Huh?
The toilet doesn't flush.
No, I was just shaving.
Shaving?
Yeah, I was running a little late. I thought this would save some time.
Okay. Well, I'll be in the kitchen whenever you're ready.
He glances down.
Oh,
geez. Lloyd's riding on the back of the scooter with a maniacal expression. Mary's in her kitchen, watching a current affairs program while holding a fluffy white dog.
Tomorrow on A Current Affair, inside the home of the Menendez brothers' attorney. And next, we'll be back in a minute with the heartbreaking story of the blind Rhode Island boy who was duped into buying a dead parakeet.
I just thought he was real quiet.
Mary looks disgusted.
Who are these sick people?
Lloyd's at Mary's door.
Hi.
Hi. Yes?
Remember me?
Not really.
Providence. I drove you to the airport last week.
Oh, my God. Lloyd, right?
You remembered my name.
What are you doing in Aspen?
I brought you your briefcase. You left it at the airport, you big goof.
You have my briefcase?
Yeah. Hey, I have it at my hotel room. You want to jump on the bike with me? We can go get it. Unless you're busy.
No.
I don't want to...
You just wait right here.
Okay.
Okay?
Harry hoists the lid off the toilet cistern.
Come on, flush, you bastard.
He throws the ball cock over his shoulder.
Harry, what are you doing in there?
I'm cleaning my
With a puzzled expression, Mary buttons her coat. Inside, Harry carries the toilet bowl over to the window, then pours the contents outside.
Harry?
I'm gargling! Just give me a minute, Mary, I'll be right with you.
Harry, I'm sorry, but something important's come up and I've got to run out. It's sort of an emergency, I'll explain later.
But Mary!
I'm sorry, Harry, I've really got to go. I promise we'll do this again sometime.
Lloyd looks excited to have Mary's arms wrapped around his chest as they ride along the street at night. In the hotel...
Reach to the top!
Lloyd trips on the stairs and falls, then grabs Mary's ankle before wrestling past her to the top.
Yeah!
I won!
Look familiar?
I don't believe it. You really have it.
Of course I have it. When Lloyd Christmas drives a woman to the airport, he makes sure she gets all her luggage. That's my whole philosophy.
This is incredible. You mean to say you drove 2,000 miles just for me?
Really have a lot to do. And I know how frustrating it can be to lose a bag.
That is so sweet, Lloyd.
She kisses him on the cheek, then looks down at the case with delight, while Lloyd touches his face with his hand. Mr. Andre and Shay are at the foot of the stairs.
Look, Mary, I know this may seem a little sudden, but I've given it a lot of thought. You're the woman I've been waiting for my whole life, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Please, let me finish. I'm crazy about you. I've never felt this way about anybody. Listen to me. I feel like a schoolboy again. A schoolboy who desperately wants to make sweet, sweet love to you.
Lloyd mimes kissing while holding the back of Mary's imaginary head. He leaps up when she enters.
Oh, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
Mary?
Cupping her shoulders in his hands, he struggles to form the words.
I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy.
Maybe I should be going.
No, no. No, I... That's not what I meant. what I meant was, I like you, Mary.
He smiles shyly.
I like you a lot. I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out. I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of, guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say. We really don't...
Hit me with it. Just give it to me straight. I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
He twitches.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
She shrugs with nervous sympathy.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah! I read you.
Lloyd heads to the door, then opens it. It's Mr. Andre.
Hi. We have plenty of towels. Thanks.
Nicholas, what are you doing here?
I've been looking for you, Mary. I have some news about your husband.
Husband? Wait a minute. What was all that 1 in 1,000,000 talk?
Aren't you going to invite me in?
He raises a gun to Lloyd's head.
Hey, Harry, you never call.
What are you doing here?
It's Beth from the Avalanche Bar.
Excuse me, gunman. Who are you?
Oh, don't play dumb with me, asshole. I'm the rightful owner of that briefcase that you've been carrying around.
Oh, well then.
Nicholas, my family trusted you.
Shut up!
Listen, Mr. Samsonite, about the briefcase, my friend Harry and I have every intention of fully reimbursing you.
You open it up. Open it up!
Go ahead. Open it up. Do what he says. Harry.
There's paper inside.
What is this? What is this?
Where's all the money?
That's as good as money, sir. Those are IOUs. Go ahead and add it up. Every cent's accounted for. Look. See this? That's a car. 275,000. Might want to hang on to that one.
Mr. Andre aims.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man!
Harry enters the suite.
Lloyd! I'm home! Look, we gotta have a serious talk. I got a confession to make. Oh, good. You found her. I'll leave you two alone.
No, stay.
Mr. Andre throws Harry onto the bed where Mary and Lloyd are handcuffed.
Yes, I'd like a one-way ticket to Amsterdam, departing as soon as possible.
Okay, how do you guys know each other?
We used to be best friends.
Yeah, until he turned into a backstabber.
Me a backstabber? You got a lot of nerve. You knew I was crazy about her.
Yeah, and you knew I was crazy about Freda Felcher, and that didn't stop you, did it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Don't deny it, Lloyd. Freda told me the whole sleazy story, Mr. French Tickler.
Okay, what time does that leave? Thank you. Oh, wait a second. Can I have a vegetarian meal?
I guess we both learned a little something about each other today, didn't we?
Yeah, you said it, pal. Maybe we're not as good of friends as we thought we were.
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, if one beautiful girl can rip us apart like this, then maybe our friendship isn't worth a damn. Maybe we should call it quits right now.
You just tell me where to sign, bud.
Right on my ass after you kiss it!
Kissed it! You kissed mine! Both cheeks, both lips, right here!
Come on!
Shut up!
Put it right...
Which one of you losers wants to get it first?
Over here.
I was the one that got you into this whole mess. Come on, shoot me.
No! Wait! Wait, no, do me first. I stole your girl, Lloyd. I deserve it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't!
Yes, I do! Yesterday was one of the greatest days of my life. Mary and I went skiing. We made a snowman. She touched my leg.
Okay, kill him!
He shoots Harry twice in the chest, forcing him back onto the neighboring bed.
Oh, no! You killed my best friend, you bastard!
If it's any consolation, you're about to be reunited.
Harry leaps up and fires at Mr. Andre.
Harry! You're alive! And you're a horrible shot.
Lucky me.
Everybody move! Everybody freeze! I get those hands up!
Not you, dummy!
Get the gun.
Special Officer Beth Jordan, FBI.
Hey! Who? But, huh?
Mr. Dunn, thank you very much. We couldn't have done it without you. We've been following you guys all the way from Providence.
What's going on, Harry? Your name is Harry, isn't it?
Yeah, she grabbed me down the lobby and explained what was up. And then they slapped this bulletproof vest on me and gave me a gun.
But what if he shot you in the face?
What if he shot me in the face?
That's a risk we were willing to take.
How come I didn't get a gun? Did you get a gun?
Cops lead Shay and Mr. Andre down the hotel stairs. They're ushered into the back seats of separate patrol cars. Standing with Beth nearby, Mary's having her statement taken by a detective. Harry and Lloyd are standing watching them from a few meters away.
You were right, Lloyd. She was definitely worth the trip.
Yeah. She's something, ain't she, here? I'm glad we were able to help her out.
Another squad car pulls up, and a man with dark hair gets out of the back with wounds on his face.
Oh,
Easy, easy.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a little sore.
I'm sorry. Oh, sweetie.
Oh, baby, I missed you, loving.
Honey, there's someone I want to introduce you to. He's the kindest, gentlest man I've ever met. Will you meet him?
Sure.
Is that a gun?
Lloyd. Lloyd.
Huh?
I said this is my husband, Bobby.
Oh. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you both very much. I owe you both a debt of gratitude. Thank you.
Mary and Bobby smile at each other, then walk away. Daytime over a desolate landscape with a collection of hills lying below the hazy blue sky in the distance.
I can't believe this, Lloyd. First Mary dumps us, then the cops take our nest egg, then our hog breaks down.
Yeah! When are we ever gonna catch a break?
A sun cream bus pulls up with Bikini Tour written on the side. A bevy of chesty beauties open the windows with a smile. Then the door opens.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, allihopa.
Hey, guys. We're going on a national bikini tour. And we're looking for two oil boys who can grease us up before each competition.
Harry and Lloyd look at each other.
You are in luck. There's a town about 3 miles that way. I'm sure you'll find a couple guys there.
The girls look confused.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, doll.
Smiling vacantly, Harry and Lloyd wave goodbye.
Do you realize what you've done?
Hey!
Lloyd! Lloyd!
They chase after the bus, which stops. Standing in the open door.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow. The town is back that way.
Six ladies inside look down at them with disdain. Harry waves the bus off.
Wow. Two lucky guys are gonna be driving around with those girls for the next couple of months.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll catch our break too. Just gotta keep our eyes open.
Yeah. You're it. You're it. You're it, Quincy's. You're it, Annie Quincy's, double stamp. You're it.
Annie
triple stamp. No races.
Keep triple stamp.
Not at all.
You keep triple stamp a double stamp.
Stop, you can't.
You keep triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd. Lloyd.